Market on Laser 103.3.
There is no more perfect weekend than this weekend, weather-wise, and they go grab some White Claw, pouring out today's rock hard news. Whether it's the old school black cherry, I got a 12-pack of the surf flavors in my fridge, ready for poker night. Tonight, we're playing, it's our first outdoor game. We're going to have the garage door up. We're playing in.
Maybe I should come play poker with you
come
tonight.
Come on over.
Oh.
Come on over. You're always welcome. If you were, you know, maybe you're not going to play poker, but you're going to sit on your back deck, whatever it is, grab some White Claw. Try the new tequila smash flavors as well. White Claw, grab the wave.
We're going to tell you which massive rock icon you have something in common with if you sleep with your dogs.
So this is what you have in common with a massive rock icon.
So a massive rock icon and Heather from Laser. So what you have in common with us. But first, news from the Aerosmith camp.
Peace out. Back on tour. Remember, there was a busted larynx and some vocal cord issues for Aerosmith frontman Steven Tyler, and they had to postpone this entire tour. It is back. It'll start in September. It kicks off in Pennsylvania. And you're wondering, all right, Heather Wickett, when does it come around here? Omaha gets a stop. Not Des Moines. Omaha gets a stop from Aerosmith with the Black Crowes, by the way. They're opening. That is on November 15th.
Okay.
And if you're going to go north to Minneapolis, they're playing the Excel Center on January 22nd or Kansas City on January 25th. So one in November, that's 2 hours. One north or one south in January, that's 3 hours. So those are the closest ones to us.
I like it.
Omaha gets one, but Des Moines doesn't. But it is cool to see. I kind of want to go see. I've never seen Aerosmith in concert. And I figure, even though this is not like maybe Steven Tyler's best sound, I'd still want to go see it. I'm going to go see. Maybe I'll check
it out. I enjoyed my experience with Aerosmith.
Okay.
I'll say that.
What does that mean?
I had a good time at the show.
What with who? Who were you with?
Well,
were you hanging out with Steven Tyler?
Steven Tyler is a really friendly, nice human.
Okay.
Nice.
All right.
So I
feel like there's more to this story.
There's not. There's honestly not. He's very nice person.
Okay.
Like everything that you want him to be, he is.
Okay.
Ozzy Osbourne has asserted that he likes sleeping with dogs, well, as I do too.
I don't think it's Ozzy who likes it, but on their podcast, Kelly loves to sleep with the dogs, right?
Love the dogs.
You guys are insane.
Don't you love sleeping with the dogs, Dad?
I've got no choice.
Oh, you like it.
You
I love it. Absolutely love it. The best thing that's ever happened to me. Going to bed with a bed full of dogs. It's right. I recommend it to everybody.
See, he does love it, Wicked.
No, this is like when you tell me Marcus likes to carry things. No, he doesn't.
He does love to carry things.
Ozzy is 75, and in dog years, Ozzy's about 900 years old. And even he understands, if mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. And if mama wants the dogs to sleep in bed with you, then guess what? You're sleeping in bed with the dogs.
And if Sharon Osbourne says, hey, let's talk about dogs on our podcast because we're going to get 10 million
yes.
more clicks than we did yesterday.
Yes, trust me. Ozzy does not like the dogs in bed. Marcus doesn't like carrying your groceries. None of that stuff. But they're both smart guys, and they both understand. You got to do what you got to do.
Marcus does loves no, carrying groceries
really
and sleeping
doesn't.
With Mocha specifically.
Oh, I doubt that.
Mocha's his bro.
You're right. Final story comes to us from John Bon Jovi, who he had a vocal cord, a larynx injury, and he had some surgery, and he hasn't been able to sing, so we may never get to see Bon Jovi back out on tour, but he told Entertainment Tonight he's trying his best.
Day to day.
Yeah.
Day to day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm working hard on it. I flew here to California yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Before I got on the plane, vocal therapy, you know? So I don't do anything if I can get that in first.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nothing else it matters until I work on getting better. It's up to God at this point. You know, I've done everything I can do.
He met a surgeon who gave him a cutting-edge implant to build the vocal cords back up. He's doing all those things. Like, you heard him just before he got on a plane. He was trying to get the therapy on his vocal cords. I don't know if we're ever going to see him in concert. I mean, the dude sang with Pavarotti. Whether or not you love John Bon Jovi or the band Bon Jovi, dude sang with Pavarotti. He can sing. So you wish him all the best. There is a documentary coming out about Bon Jovi. It's going to come out on April 26th, Hulu and Disney. It's a four-part series called, Runaways? I'm sorry, it's not called Runaways. That's one of the
songs. That's a different one.
That's the song. It's called Thank You, Goodnight, the Bon Jovi story. Mm. And it starts with the release of Runaway back in the 1980s and then moves all the way up through basically his vocal cord injury. So it's coming out April 26th, Hulu and Disney, and it goes all the way through the history of the band Bon Jovi. It's your Rock Hard News. It's poured out by White Claw Hard Seltzer. This weekend, the official drink of this weekend, 80s here in Central Iowa, is White Claw Hard Seltzer. Whether you go the old school black cherry, the refresher lemonades, the surf flavors, or the vodka cocktails in a can and the brand new tequila smash in a can, grab some this weekend. White Claw, grab the wave.